Enigma, Return to Innocence, 7 minutes past 4 o'clock on a Thursday afternoon, coming to you live from the center of Valletta. On a Thursday afternoon is when we proudly bring you the Tops Wine of the Week. And once again, Eamon has returned to duty. Nice to see you, my friend.
You too, Dave.
Yeah, it's been a while. You haven't been on top form of in the past few weeks.
Dave, a couple of weeks out.
Under the weather.
Cough, yeah.
But they say if you take a little wine, it tends to raise the flagging spirit.
Yes, I've been starting to drink a lot more red lately now, and it seems to clear and everything.
You see, it's brought back that, the red blood cells are firing and all the... Yeah, exactly. That's what. And today you come with Miles, who represents Hermanus Pietersfontein Wines, I believe. I don't. Reason to suspect that that's incorrect, but correct me if I'm wrong. Hermanus Pietersfontein, I know nothing about, Miles, so maybe it's a good idea for you to just launch into it and tell us about this magnificent, I presume it's magnificent, because you wouldn't have brought rubbish, because Eamon tells you that I'm full of nonsense.
Absolutely.
And I tell it like it is.
100%. Thanks, Dave, for having me. Thanks, Eamon. Superb wine. I think Eamon needs to drink more red, so Dr. Miles is in the house. So I'll look after you, get rid of that cough. So Hermanus Pietersfontein, quite a mouthful. The cellar's in Hermanus itself. The actual farm is like 40 k's north of Hermanus in a beautiful region called Sondagskloof. So it's a very European-styled wine, very fresh, very elegant. And it's probably one of the smoothest Bordeaux blends that I've tasted in a very long time. So I'm sure you're going to experience that now. It's all about freshness and mouthfeel.
When it comes to, there's a hell of a wine snobbery that we know exists. So we don't acknowledge it, but it does exist. 100%. Some people will tell you that unless the price on the bottle is substantial, they're not interested.
Yes.
What is your position?
So our price point is $2.50, but your tasting is well worth it. It's you will taste it. You'll taste the price in the wine. It's worth every cent, every sip.
Is that a fallacy, or is it true that there is a reason for a premium price?
So what you look at is balance in a wine. So when you go in a cheaper price points, you're going to get wines out of balance. With red wine, you're talking fruit, acid, and alcohol. So in this particular wine, everything's in balance in this wine. So that's what you look for. So yes, if you did a cheaper brand, and compared to this, you'll pick up the difference in the quality without doubt.
Uh-huh. And when it comes to, I know that the fashion has shifted a little bit from, we've talked about this often, there was at one time a tendency to heavily wood what anything in a bottle, and now the tendency has moved slightly more to the more fruity and natural flavors. Where does this one?
100%. So our whole philosophy at Hermanus Pietersfontein is obviously all about the sense of place, where the fruit comes from, protecting the fruit. And you'll pick up, it's a very fresh, got a lot of freshness and what we call European minerality down the sides of your mouth. So it's all about freshness for us. We don't want those heavy tannic wines. You have one glass and then you're looking for a beer. So in this case, you're looking for another bottle of Hermanus Pietersfontein.
Wow. Here is a man who is passionate about his product. I love that. But you know what? The final test is going to be in the glass.
In just
a second. So we're gonna roll another tune while we pour a little splash, and it's really just a taster. And the opinion is of course it's a personal one, but and I must nail to the mast the fact that I am certainly not a connoisseur in the sense that I know what I like, but I'm not going to necessarily be able to back up any kind of encyclopedic explanation for that. But you know what? Generally speaking, the proof is in the taste. So let's give it a splash, and we'll be back on the other side of a little Benny Blanco to give you an honest review. Here it is.
Can I say what I'm feeling? If I don't know how to move, I cannot say what I believe in. If I only believe in you, I travel many roads, and I know what road to choose. Now my world is never changing. There's anything I can do, 'cause I found you. I found you, 'cause I found you. I found you, 'cause I found you. I
And with Benny Blanco and Calvin Harris in the background, we return to give you the verdict. Well, this is the Hermanus Peters Fontaine Kleinboot. Is it 2020? I believe.
2020. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. And he, you know, look, the aroma profile is bright red and purple fruits like raspberries, blueberries, etc., with savory notes, dried herbs, oregano, rosemary. This is what the experts are telling us. On the palate, you're getting a generous offering. From entrance to finish, supple and full without oversaturating the palate with tannin, persistent with good length. Well, you know what that means, folks, is that actually you can drink this wine all day long and you're going to love it. It's really nice.
Yeah.
But seriously, you know, you talk about balance and it's there. There's nothing that one can point to and say, oh, you know, it's a little bit this or that. It's a lot of things. And all of them good.
Wonderful.
So three cheers, hip, hip, hooray.
Thanks,
but let's find out a little bit more about the story behind the wine.
So Hermanus Peters Fontaine, quite a mouthful. When I first took on the brand, they said, Buxton, this is Durban. How are you going to sell this wine? Well, the wine has done the talking, thankfully. So back in the 1800s, there was a group of sheep farmers outside Caledon, and they were looking for a teacher of high Dutch or Afrikaans. They got this gentleman called Hermanus Peters, who was, I sometimes say, flown in. He came by ship, obviously. And he taught the children how Dutch or Afrikaans, as we know today, they paid him with sheep. So if you'll see in the back of the bottle, Dave, there's a picture of a sheep. So that's an icon from that story. And in the back, everything's in Afrikaans. So we're paying homage to the whole story. So he got a lot of sheep, and they said, please leave town because we also need some grazing for our sheep. And he found a little fountain near the sea. And then shortly after he died, they named this little settlement Hermanus Peters Fontaine. And that is the original name for Hermanus. The postman in 1900 was tired of writing these long letters, decided I'm going to shorten this name, and thereafter became known as Hermanus. And then we bought the original naming rights to Hermanus Peters Fontaine.
And this particular bottle is known as the, am I writing in my what I read earlier, that this was the Postmeester?
No, this is the Kleinboot.
Oh, is this the Kleinboot? Yeah. Okay. Because there is another varietal that is named after that famous man.
Yes.
The Postmeester.
The Merlot, yeah.
Okay. So this is where does this price-wise on the shelf?
$249. Dave, $249.99.
Okay. So it's what one would consider to be for the wine. I'm not going to say snob. I'm going to say aficionado. This would sit very nicely with all of your other expensive wines.
Nice for Father's Day, Dave.
Hey,
good for Father's Day.
Oh, it's excellent. Listen, this is a nice bottle of wine, and it's priced for an occasion, you know, and of course, if you are well healed like Eamon, you know, every day is an occasion. So that's what you do. You life is too short to drink wine that doesn't sing, and this wine sings. So yeah, three cheers, hip hip hooray! It's really good. Are you going to be doing a tasting at all?
Yes, the weekend. We're going to be Saturday and Sunday.
Yes, correct.
From 12 to 2, maybe a little bit longer.
Yes.
But we'll see how it pans out. And we won't be just, Miles was saying, we don't just want to do the claim, but
full
he
range.
Might want in, he wants to do the full range.
Okay, so this is your opportunity to try before you buy, and it's an excellent opportunity because really, you, when you taste the wine, you'll understand what the difference we're talking about, the different points that we've discussed today that really come alive when you have a chance to taste it. That's the natural conclusion one comes to. If you have an opportunity like this on a Saturday or a Sunday, you're doing nothing, well, now you're popping along to Tops and you're going to enjoy every minute between 12 and 2, Saturday and Sunday. And wow, no more competitions to talk of. I believe they are now at an end. But today, are we going to do the draw?
We're going to do a draw today, Dave. For that
rolling of the drums.
This is the two prizes here.
There's two prizes in one. So, lucky winner is going to win themselves a lovely Smeg fridge, branded Smeg fridge, and a feel bar.
On my hat.
So you're looking at. You know, I said 35,000. It is
35,000. Is it too late to enter?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Tell you what, let's just take another sip of this wine.
And we'll see whose name comes out.
But Miles, what we're going to do is ask you to do the draw. You'll make one person very happy and a couple of hundred people are going to hate you.
There we go. I can take that.
And the winner is...
he needs his glasses.
Eamon, do you want me to read it for you, mate?
Oh, sorry, Dave. This... person
didn't put their name on the slip. Let's draw another
Didn't buy the product.
Boom, 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 boom.
What a draw.
You see, Miles, we tried. Hey?
Oh, that was so good. And you had Dave at the bottom.
Yeah, he bombed me out at the finishing post, a bit like the Commerce Marathon the other day.
Thank you, Miles. Here we go, Dave.
Righto. And the winner of that magnificent double prize from Lifestyle Tops is Philip Buerta. Congratulations, yeah. Philip. You, my friend, are going to absolutely love the fridge and the field bar. And you see, this is the thing. At Tops, you pop along, you get the service, you get the range, you get the quality, and you get the opportunity to take part in these fabulous competitions. So congratulations to Philip Buerta. You better hang on to that, Eamon. It's the number at the back that's important. And thanks to our very special guest, Miles, and Eamon, for another fabulous Wine of the Week from Tops. This will go up as a podcast if you've only just joined us and you missed the gist of it. Really fabulous wine. The Kleinboot 2020 from Hermanus Pietersfontein. It's a real treat. Go and grab a taste on Saturday or Sunday and then buy lots because the stock's not going to last. It's just too good to last. I'm telling you, it's going to fly. And that's been a nice edition of the Wine of the Week, brought to you by Tops at Lifestyle. We'll return in a week's time for another
Wine of the Week, Dave.